Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland as she explains how to take faith by all that God has promised you. Let's join Gloria as she gets into today's messages from Mark 11.
Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever. Is that a great word or what? Not those called to preach, not those who are highly educated, not the rich, not the beautiful, not the handsome, but the ugly. Anybody, whosoever, the poor, whosoever. Who? Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
Say that's me.
That's me.
I'm a whosoever.
I'm a whosoever.
Whosoever shall say to the mountain. Say this. I can say to the mountain.
I can say, to
I can say it.
I can say,
I can say to the mountain.
I can, say
I can tell that mountain what to do. I can tell that car what to do. I can tell that bank account what to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a whosoever. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. I'm telling you, whosoever shall say. Say, I can say.
I can say to the mountain.
I can say to the car.
I can say to the house.
I'm a whosoever, and I can say. And I can doubt not.
I have faith.
I believe the word of God.
I don't doubt God's ability to do anything.
So I'm a whosoever.
I can say it.
I can take it.
I can move the mountain.
I can receive anything.
That's the will of God.
And everything good
is the will of God
for me. Now, this is a marvelous opportunity for you this week to get so full of the Word of God that you leave here different. We ought to all leave here different.
Amen.
We ought to all leave here stirred up, taught more than we knew when we came, and have the ability to take it by faith.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, that's an action verb, you know? You got to take. You got to take by faith what God has promised you. And we can do it. And I guarantee you can do it because Ken and I have already done it. We had nothing. We just had debt and nothing. You know, an old bum car. When Ken went in the ministry, we had an old car. It was, he'd drive it and it got him there. But, you know, it wasn't his choice. But I'll tell you what we did. We took a new car. We took a new car. And we paid cash for it. It took a little while. It took a little while, but we took a car. And we did the same thing with everything that we've ever needed since we've learned faith. So faith is for whosoever. It's faith in God. He tells us what to do. We say to the mountain. We refuse to doubt. We act on the word of God. If the word says we can do it, we can have it, we can be it, then we can do it, we can be it, and we can have it. Amen?
Amen.
What I say all the time is what I get. It's not what I say once. It's not what I say for a while and quit. If I'll keep saying it, it'll come to pass. It will come to pass in my life. Now, I've found that to be true over everything and anything, including the salvation of your children, believing God that your son is going to shape up and do what's right. You know, John was a challenge to me. That little fellow, I not only jumped over the couch after him, but I wanted to beat his head in a few times, but I didn't. But he was just all boy, and he was a challenge. And, of course, we prayed, and we believed God. And you know, he turned out to be the finest man. He's a wonderful father. Ken called him today. It's his birthday. Ken said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm out with John. We're playing golf. That's his little 5 or 6-year-old boy. And he had him out playing golf. He's a great father. And he's a fine man. We took it. We took it. You can take your children. You can take your children. You keep the power of the devil broken over that child. If they're out in the world doing things, you keep the power of the devil broken over them, and you believe God for their salvation and deliverance. And you believe God they'll live long enough for them to get turned around. I mean, John, that was a situation with John. He had wrecks. He turned things over. He drove fast. He called. We were down at the convention center when he was just a kid. And Ken and I were already at the hotel. We were staying downtown for the meeting. He called one morning. I think it was a Sunday morning. Mama, yeah? How you doing, John? He said, somebody bit my ear off. He said, I was in a fight last night, and somebody bit my ear off. Oh, gosh, I had a picture of a hole in his head, you know. What used to be an ear is now a hole. And he didn't explain himself. He's not a man of many words. And so, of course, we prayed for him. We believed God for him. Well, when I saw him, somebody had bit a piece of his ear off. But not his whole ear. But we had to believe God for that boy. And your boy, I mean, you know, God knows how to handle boys. Ken's mother believed for him. And look how fine he turned out. Glory to God. So whatever it is, faith will do it. If we believe, we receive it, and we, which is to take it, and then we say it, and we take it, and we say it, and we say it by taking it, and we take it by saying it, and we don't say anything else. And if you say something else, you repent over it. So receive. To receive it is to take it. I remember Brother Hagin's message on confession brings possession. When we began to hear Brother Hagin, we found out about our words. And so we begin to change what we say. And that scripture, confession, or that tape in those days, confession brings possession. Say it. Don't say anything different. Have your scripture you stand on, read that scripture, and take it, say it, take it, take it, take it with your words, and don't say anything different. If you do say something different, you repent, you get right back up on the Word of God. So the kingdom is preached, faith comes, and the forceful take it by force. Let's see where that scripture is. I think I have the wrong scripture reference down here. But at any rate, it says, the forceful take it by force. You're not going to be a wimp and get faith results. You're going to have to be strong in your words, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your heart, first of all. Get strong in your heart by the Word of God. Believe you receive when you pray. Don't let the devil take it from you. He'll try to take it from you. Don't let him take it. No, you keep hold of it. He'll say, well, you're not going to get that car. It's been a year now and you don't have a car. Gloria Copeland's crazy. I didn't say this. Jesus said this, and we know he's not crazy. And I'm here to testify that it works. Don't let the devil take it from you. I want you to get on this take now. You take it. You keep it. You say it. You believe it. You stand on it. And you don't let him take it away from you with unbelief or fear or doubt or people. Somebody comes and tells you, you know, you're not going to get it. You're a loser. You're a failure. You're this. You're that. Don't take what they say. Take what God's Word says. It says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're not a loser. You're born of God. You are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. Hallelujah. How do you get to where you understand who you are? By time in the Word of God. Glory to God. So whatever it is we need, we take it. Faith says, I take it, I have it. Brother Hagin said, confession brings possession. You just keep saying it. I just said that about a house for a number of years. But I had, we've been in that house probably 10 years now. Was it worth it? Absolutely it was worth it. It was worth it. That's where we're going to stay the rest of our lives. We're happy there. It's great. It's wonderful. It's awesome. Just what we want. Was it worth it? It was worth it. It was worth it. What if I hadn't have been saying anything? What if I had have been saying, well, I'm never going to get a house? What if I had have been saying it's impossible to pay cash for a house? Or it's impossible to pay cash for that house? Oh, no. I didn't say that. I said I have it. I believed I received it. And I got it. And I live in it. And I've been in it 10 years probably, or maybe more now. And it's peaceful and it's blessed and it's awesome. It's good. Why do I have it? Because I'm special? I have it because I believed I received it when I prayed. And then I said it, and I said it, and I contended for it. You got to contend for what you're believing for. Because Satan will try to talk you out of it. He's a thief and a robber. That's why he's called a thief. He'll try to steal your dream. Steal it. Take it. How does he steal from us? He talks us into unbelief and doubt. And we do ourselves in. So whatever it is in your life, if it's your healing, you get on the Word of God, you get the healing scriptures. If it's your family, you get family scriptures, you get faith scriptures, and you stay on it, and you stay on it, and you go over those scriptures every day. Because what does that do? Put those scriptures in your eyes, in your ears every day, and it gets down in your heart, and that'll keep it down in your heart. And it comes out your mouth, faith. Don't ever say anything different. If you don't want it to come to pass, don't say it. She said, well, I just don't think I could do that. Well, I didn't say it was for wimps. I know it's not easy to keep saying right when all you see is wrong. But I'm telling you it can be done. And I'm telling you it's the Word and the will of God for you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you also it takes diligence on the Word of God. You know, you can't just read your Bible every once in a while and have strong faith. So faith says, I receive it, which is I take it and I have it. Faith recovers things that are lost or seem to be gone forever. Faith takes new ground. Faith creates if necessary. Glory to God. Faith will recover. Faith will take new ground. Glory to God. And faith creates if necessary. God created the world by faith. Glory to God. Without faith, nothing was created, the scripture says. You're born of God. You're a child of God. You have the God kind of faith. That's the only kind of faith that comes out of the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't have any kind of wimpy faith. It's got the God kind of faith. If you've got faith, it's the God kind of faith. What does that mean to us? That means that God can do anything. If He's put His faith in me, then He'll back my words. He'll back His scripture. I stand on this Word, He'll back it up. Faith takes. Glory to God. Faith takes it. What? Anything. Anything you need that's in line with the Word of God. So then Jesus said, therefore I say. So now Jesus is saying something to come to pass. Now therefore I say unto you. This is Jesus talking to you and me. Therefore I say unto you. Here's the word of the Lord on it. What things soever you desire. Would that include everything? Everything you desire. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them or take them and you shall have them. And then he said, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So that lets us know that we have to walk in love. What is our commandment? That you love one another. Faith works out of a loving heart. You can't be hard-hearted, mean. You have to and have faith. Because God's faith doesn't operate out of mean people. So that's why he said to us that our law is the law of love. Amen. See, that fixes this issue right here. We walk in love. Love takes no account of evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong, does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but when truth prevails, love is not touchy, fretful, sinful. I say that. Love never fails. So the love of God in you will keep you from failing. It'll keep you from saying wrong. It'll keep you from doing wrong. Now, I'm telling you, when you read the Bible, you read the Bible with an attitude of, Lord, I want to be corrected. You show me what I need to change, and I'll change it. If you just read the Bible for facts, you're not going to get what the power of the Word is. You want to know, and you want to put yourself in a position to be changed as you read the Word of God. I'm corrected all the time. I read the Bible every day, and I'm corrected all the time. And I've been doing this for so many years. But you let things slip. You'll read a scripture, and you'll think, I did that. I got out of love yesterday. I spoke sharply when I shouldn't have, or I did this, or I did that, or whatever. Let the Bible talk to you and correct you. That's where our growth is. That's where our power is, in doing whatever God tells us to do. We're doing the will of God. When we do the will of God, and we keep things straight in our lives, and we let the Word continually correct us, continually correct us. Show us the places where we spoke mean to somebody, where we did whatever it was that we wasn't right, or selfishness or whatever. We let it correct us and we make it right. There's nothing to stop our prayers from being answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe you receive when you pray, that's taking it. You take it. If you need a house, take it by faith. If you need a job, take it by faith. If you need healing, take it by faith. Take it based on what God says. That gives you when you know what God says about it, faith comes. Find out what God says about it, stand on those scriptures, and take it with your mouth and with your heart. Take it.
Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about, too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And this second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do His thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something.
We can be the light to those people who don't know, and that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as He is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order this new release from Strand of Pearls entitled Light in the Land for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls and discover God in a more personal way.
It feels really good to be the distribution channel. It feels good to be blessed, but it feels better. It feels better to be able to be the blessing.
The congregation of Life Community Church in Klamath Falls, Oregon, felt led to bless their pastors, Harvey and Ruth Buckle, with a new car. A car that would be completely debt-free. A true gift from God.
We've been partners with Kenneth Copeland as long as I can remember. And being a smaller church, we always felt that that way we could reach around the world. In recent times, we decided that we needed to be more of a doer, not hearer only, and our expectation needed to become higher. We decided that we as a church would like to bless our pastor with a new car. And not just a new car, the best, fully loaded, you know, silver, black leather interior, heated seats, moonroof, the best, paid in full, no notes. And so as a board, we prayed over that, and the Lord gave us the idea to do as our partner and to expect that same anointing that's on Kenneth Copeland to be on us, and how Matt Gober created that opportunity to sow into the Citation 10. So we created that opportunity and wrote a letter inviting people to partake and participate if they wanted to do this. And we learned so much as a church. Don't worry about where it's going to come from. God is going to take care of that. Another thing we learned is that He's working behind the scenes. Pastors didn't even know that car was on its way. They didn't have a clue, but they were believing God for it. So we've learned that put your faith out there and God is working. Just don't take your faith off that situation. Almost 75% of it came from outside of the church. Not again where we thought it would come from, but just trust God that He's able to. He needs our faith. He doesn't need us to figure out how to do it. So we said, Lord, can you do a quick work? If we get in agreement and we get our expectation going, can you do a quick work? And this again started to multiply. People began to participate. And we're just thrilled to say that we were able to get him the car last week. And they were excited. They were totally surprised, had no idea, and it's fully paid for.
Well, right after the morning service at our church, the congregation said, Pastor, you and your wife step outside. We have something for you. And so we went to the door, and there in front of the church on the lawn was a brand new Honda Accord, and they handed us the keys. And they said, it's yours, it's all paid for. It was the most exciting thing I thought I've ever had happen to me.
What a blessing.
And that's just, we want people to know that being partners with Kenneth Copeland, we expected his anointing to be on that. We expected the Holy Spirit to work with us the way he would our, that ministry. And he did, and he does. And we appreciate this ministry a lot. You know, I have to say one more thing. When I say we buy a car, we believe for it for Christmas. And when we decided Lord can do a quick work, he paid for that in 3 months. And he provided the tithe on top of it so that we could sow again, because that's what he does. And our church on a good Sunday has about 40 people, but we're growing. You know, it's a prospering, growing church. But if you were to look at those 40 people and look at the economy and look at the situation, you would say, how would this be possible? But with God, all things are possible, obviously, and he can even do a quick work and provide enough and more than enough and the tithe to do your next project with. God is good all the time.
I like what you said. Faith will work for anybody that'll put it to
That's
work.
That's a fact.
Jesus called it a whosoever. Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, you said that in the message. That, and it's a whosoever and a whatsoever will. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not some special thing for some special
That's
people.
Right.
No. Jesus is a special person. And because he's special, that makes all of us
special. And we're
special.
All whosoever.
Yeah, and we're all in him.
That's right.
Amen. Now, I want to comment on the church blessing their pastor. I've noticed over almost 43 years of ministry. You and I have talked about it over and over and over. A church will be a reflection of what they do and how they treat their pastor. If they're always picking at him and, well, you know, man, that church will just, it'll just stalemate. It won't do anything. And you'll find that there's not any real manifestations of God's power there. But when a church falls in love with its pastor, it's Jesus said, if you receive the I send, you receive me. If you receive me, you receive the one who sent me.
That's good.
He said, if you'll keep my commandments, I will love you and my Father will love you. And I will manifest myself to you. Now, you have to hook those two together. And how you treat your man and woman of God, that's the way God's going to treat you. You just can't get away from that now. And it's not trying to get you to do something for us. No, no. Get over that kind of thinking. Amen. And get before God. Say, well, how can I help my pastor? It may look like something light to you, maybe not significant, but go do it because God sees the whole program, and that may look like nothing to you, but the pastor may have it on his heart and on his mind. I wish somebody to help me do this, and it will reflect Glory. In your own life. Now, right quick before we leave, we got a new Strand of Pearls CD, amen, Light in the Land. Kelly, Jenny, Rachel, Aubrey, and Lindsay all singing the classic and wonderful gospel songs, amen. You really need to get a hold of that. It's good, I'm telling you. Amen. See you next time. Until then, Ken and Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.